Good evening, everyone. Let the record indicate it is 5:01 p.m. and the Warwick City Council Finance Committee is called to order. First item on the agenda is acceptance of the minutes of the previous meeting. There are none. PCR 17519, first item, 2020-184, workstations, laptops, tablets, printers, etc. Found on page. Hold on. Found on page one. Thank you, Councilman. It's nice to have somebody have your back. Thank you. That's good. Also, before we even get started, let the record also indicate that Council Liaison has run the numbers for us, and there is adequate monies in the accounts that are being requested. Go ahead.
Phil Carlucci, MIS Director. This is a request under City Ordinance 612 to increase existing bid 2020-184 by $57,000 for workstation, laptops, tablets, printers, and computer peripherals. This would bring the total bid to $132,000. This amount has been budgeted within the police department's budget to replace PCs that they have in use that are 5+ years old, some of them going 7 and 8 years old. There's a bit of a catch-up here trying to get these things replaced. When I talked to the colonel and the major, we decided it would probably make more sense to just increase the existing bid we have, the amount on the existing bid we have, to use the same methodology, but these expenses will come out of the budget code 3231, and they will dictate it, but we will leverage what we're buying for the rest of the city to get the best price we can, so we buy quantities. As an example, if we were to get 20 PCs to deploy for the city and we needed 20 for the police department, we would put the order in for 40 to try to get a quantity discount and then have the vendor release them to us, whatever we could set up, 10 at a time for a week or whatever we could possibly deploy. But we think we're going to get the best price for the city, and that's the reason we're doing it in this way.
Thank you, Phil. And I would like to point out that actually I see several of these computers in here that are 9 years old. Who put together this list that's in our binder of all these printers, computers?
We put it together. We actually have software that does an inventory that goes out and sees what's running on PCs, how old they are. That's the piece we're incorporating for the help desk.
Yeah, a really good job. I'll tell you, it was very helpful to me in analyzing and making a decision on this, particularly where, you know, we have the whole history right here. We don't have to guess and, you know, how old is this and how old is that. I don't have any questions. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor? Aye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Item 2020-189, food products, found on page 18.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Meg Underwood from the Director of Senior Services. This is the food products bid for the Pilgrim Senior Center. These are the products that are used in the coffee shop. And unfortunately, there was only one bidder, Gordon Food Services, who has been our vendor all but 1 6-month period in the last 10 years that I have been in this role. The prices were comparable to what we had in the last 6-month period, and so I am recommending the bid go to Gordon Food Services.
Any questions from members of the committee? I just need some clarification. It says I was able to, this is on your position paper, it says I was able to speak at the representative for Thompson's Food, the current vendor, and the owner of Thurston's Food. Both Thompson and Thurston stated that the amount of the products ordered by the Pilgrim Senior Center did not make it worthwhile for their companies. I did not hear back from the remaining three vendors. So that's a total of 5 vendors. I'm not quite sure where you say up at the top you have contacted
I believe there were six vendors overall, and one of them is no longer in this territory.
Okay.
And the rest I have accounted for.
Okay. I remember, too, from history that there was a lot of discussion some time ago about water and the cost of water, et cetera. I don't see anything on here about water. Are we buying our own water now?
No, the water is on there. I think it's the first or second item, Councilman.
It's where, please?
It's either the first or second item on the list.
Oh, yes, it is. Okay, water. There you go. Okay. And this is going to take care of you for
6 months.
Six
this would be from January 1, 2020 to June 30.
I'm pretty confident of, you know, the reason why you just go out for a six-month bid, but for the benefit of some folks who are not, could you just put that on the record?
Sure. Food prices are a lot more fluid, a lot more changeable than other sort of hard products, and so as a courtesy both to the vendors and to make sure that we're getting the best prices, we do a six-month rather than an annual bid.
Okay. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Item 2020-190, radar calibrations and repairs, found on page 23. Major?
Lori Michaelides on behalf of the police department. In October, the city went out to bid for calibration and repair of the police department's radar units. One vendor bid, and we are therefore recommending that the bid be awarded to TDME Calibration Labs. The agency's speed enforcement program requires radar equipment that is properly functioning. The WPD currently uses handheld, vehicle-mounted, and message board radar units along with handheld laser devices to enforce both traffic laws and local ordinances. On an annual basis, these units must be inspected, calibrated, and serviced as needed to ensure that any violations issued are court defensible and, more importantly, fair to the motoring public that they're working correctly and accurately. If approved, the funding for the service contract not to exceed $5,000 would come from budget code 30-227.
Thank you, Major. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable act. Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you, Major.
Thank you.
Item 2020-196, pipe fittings and valves, found on page 26.
Good evening,
Good evening, Dan.
The Water Department received 8 bids for pipe fittings and valves and we're recommending the bid be split between 7 companies based on the review and submission of the lowest responsible prices. As you can see in the second page of my memo, that we didn't necessarily recommend the lowest bidder price-wise because they did not meet the spec, Warwick Wind Water, for a number of items, namely because they did not include flanges, bolts, and gaskets, which may not sound that much, but it's that's part of the bid spec, and they did not, and we verified that, in fact, that is not part of their actual kit, for lack of a better term, that they're submitting. So we recommended the second lowest responsible bidder. And if you look at the bids for those items, they're all comparable, which shows you that the others understood what they had to submit for pricing. So,
okay.
And these items will be ordered on an as-needed basis. I know there's dozens of items on here, but they may not necessarily even be ordered from year to year.
And all right, Dan, these are all net prices?
Correct.
Okay. So in looking through this, there's a whole lot of stuff here, a whole lot of vendors.
Yep.
You know our position with that. With this Jack Farrelly.
Yes.
This is me personally, I can support awarding that one item to him because there's a pretty significant difference, and it's that one item. Tri-Sales, I'm not going to be able to support Tri-Sales because most of the stuff they didn't bid on, what they did bid on, there's lower bidders elsewhere. I don't see the need. Wind Water, you've already explained it, so I don't see a need for them. Ferguson has pretty much a no bid on most all of the items, some of the stuff they bid. Core and Main and Hoadley, Prescott, they're all very, very close proximity. So in the interest of giving you some backup opportunities if you need something, my question to you is, can you live with Prescott, Hordley, and Corman?
Yes.
Core in Maine?
Yes.
Okay. We're going to need, I believe we need a PCR on this. PCR 176-19. We're going to have an abstention. So we can, well, let me go around for us. Any questions? Any questions from members of the committee? Councilman McAllister.
Thank you. Director, can you just walk me through the Wind Water Works, their bid again? The Wind Water Works, you said that they didn't follow the RFP.
Oh, yeah, there's a number of items, like I mentioned in my memo, that they did not adhere to the bid spec. And as part of these, and a lot of these are kits and valve kits, hydrant kits, et cetera, that they're supposed to include flanges, bolts, gaskets, et cetera, et cetera. What they've been doing, and I found out from an old order, a long time ago, before they were on a bid, when we used to order them as not part of the bid, that they weren't including that with it. So when they started to compare apples to apples and look at it, and basically they were called on it. that's the reason overall. That's why I'm recommending, the second lowest responsible bid. And if you look at all the other bids for those items for the companies, they're all within proximity, for lack of a better term, with each other. So you know they bid on this.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman. Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I will ask for a motion to amend and award the bid to E.J. Prescott, John Hoadley, and Corwin Maine. Matter of fact, that's a motion. I need a second.
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Thank you, Director.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. Yes. Thank you. So that was PCR. I'm sorry. What was the next one? 176-19. Okay. So we have a motion as amended on PCR 176-19.
I move favorable action as amended.
Seconded.
We have a motion as amended. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Go ahead, Councilor. The amendment was E.J. Prescott, John Hoadley, and Corwin Maine as the three approved vendors. Oh, I'm sorry, you're right. And Jack Farrelly for that one item, which was 16J. Thank you, Councilor. So the amended motion, let's just start over again. The amended motion for PCR 176-19 will be to award the bid to E.J. Prescott, John Hoadley, Corwin Maine, and Jack Farrelly for item 16J only. That's the amendment. I need a second on the amendment.
Second.
We have a second. I need all in favor on the amendment.
Aye.
Aye. I need favorable on as amended.
I move favorable as amended.
Seconded.
Okay, we have a motion. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
PCR 176-19 passes as amended. 2020-211. Dump trucks, which is found on page 39. Director.
Matthew Salitro, Department of Public Works Director for the City of Warwick. We are seeking to award this bid 2020-211 dump trucks to Rhode Island Trucks Center in the amount of $612,660 for a one-year period. This would encompass two fiscal years and would replace the aging fleet of a 2001 Sterling and a 1997 Sterling, with upwards of 80,000 to 90,000 miles on each vehicle. These would be directed towards the water department and come out of their fiscal budget for the 2 years. Initially, it would come out of lease purchase, but be budgeted in their departments. Those two vehicles are currently frontline vehicles for the water department. They would be transferred over to the highway division, and we'd put them to good use. You'll see different options on the bid package. An all-season dump body is, for those of us that don't know what it is, the dump body tilts on the inside and has spinners in the front. So that would be something that could be utilized in the winter, basically providing traction to the rear tires going up hills in any hilly area. And then the conventional dump body is pretty much what you see around town. No, that would be an in-body sander utilized in the winter. Also, these trucks come with plows. They're Viking Clive's plows, which we have parts for in stock, and that's what we're recommending for Rhode Island Truck Center.
Matt, did you say we had a picture of the truck?
Yeah, I believe in your packet.
No?
No.
Do you have a picture with you?
I do.
I have all the specs, et cetera, et cetera. This says, on this brochure here, it says available in stainless steel. Are we looking at stainless steel? Or?
No.
The cost would be prohibitive with that, right?
So I believe that the question was, it does come in stainless steel, but this would be a grade 8 steel thickness for that. But one of the reasons we're going with Rhode Island is they're going to provide us with an all aluminum cab in the Freightliner option, which nobody else could.
Matt, repeat that, please.
So the reason we're going with Rhode Island as opposed to someone else is they're going to provide us with an all aluminum cab for the cabin chassis. So that should be around for a long time and won't rot out. So if you look at the model number, it's a 108SD. Okay, so Donovan was going to provide us with the same cab, but they were more money. That's why we decided to go with Rhode Island Truck Center under the Clive's Corporation.
So Matt, as a point of clarification on the numbers, taking into consideration that Rhode Island Truck Center is going to provide an all-aluminum cab and chassis.
Correct.
What? Just read us the prices on these other vehicles.
All right, so Donovan Equipment came in at $153,624. Rhode Island came in, Coastal came in at $154,644, but it's not the aluminum as requested inside the bid specifications. Same with the International, Coastal is the same thing. And then Tri-State came in with the requested cab, but was more money. That's why we went with Rhode Island Truck.
Okay, and on the Ballard Mac and the Freightliner, that's, what's that?
All right. Ballard Mack was 161,902. And again, all steel construction on the cab. Freightliner was the same, but had it was the 108 SD that we were requesting for the cab and chassis, yet they were more money than Rhode Island.
So what are the two trucks that you're looking for this fiscal year?
This fiscal year, we'd like to have the option to purchase an all-season body, which would be the in-body sander with the spinners that you see in front of you, and a conventional body, with the option for the next fiscal year to repeat the same pairing. This just holds the price point for currently the way it is now, and affords us the opportunity, if we get the blessing from the mayor's office and finance, to actually purchase those to see that we have enough. So it would be the spending authority for the $600,000. Not saying that we're going to have the money to do it, but...
So what you're looking for is a spending authority of up to $612,000, whatever that number was.
Yes.
Which will encompass 2 years.
Correct.
Roughly $307,000 this year, which you're going to purchase two of these all-season dump bodies.
One all-season dump and one conventional.
One of each.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, and then the pairing would be the same for the next fiscal year.
Assuming
we have the revenue to do it, yes.
Purchases in this 2021 fiscal year.
Correct.
So it is possible that maybe some other departments could come up with some other items that are necessary and could kind of absorb that monies you're looking for.
You're right.
It's not
correct.
There, you're not getting.
Correct. Correct. The award of this doesn't mean that I have to buy four of them. I can buy one individually, or I can buy two or three, up to four vehicles purchased.
But you're only buying two this year.
Correct.
And then it's a question of whether or not there's going to be monies available to purchase two more in 2021 fiscal year.
Correct.
And the reason for looking for us to approve up to is because of what? Why not wait till next year to, and I know we had this conversation,
right,
but you need to explain this
so,
to everybody.
So the reason we'd like to award now up to the $612,000 is because it's a 200-day procurement. So once I get into July of next year, put 200 days out from that, provided that we have the monies to do this, I'm still going to miss a season. So what I'd like to do now is figure out what we have, hold today's pricing. We know everything's going to go up. Nothing's going to go down in the year 2021. So I'm locked into the pricing, but I'm not locked into purchasing another two additional vehicles if we don't have the money. So from a business perspective, I thought that would be the best way to go for the city.
That was the key that I wanted to make sure everyone understood. So he's locked in those numbers for 2 years, essentially. We're approving two vehicles now, but what we got is a hold on two more at today's prices. What? Brian, to the mic.
Okay.
Brian? I know, yes. Brian, do you want to say something?
Yes, I do. Actually, really referring to Pat. Typically on lease purchase items, we have verbiage where we can reimburse ourselves. That's not there. It's on the bottom of the actual where you have like the footnotes. Usually we'd have, anytime there's a lease purchase, we'd have verbiage that we're reimbursing ourselves via a lease, and that is not here at this time. I can get the language and but
right now.
If you could amend it now.
Let's do it.
Yeah, okay.
Read it into the record. What's
okay,
the language
I'm gonna
you want?
I'm going to go down and get it. I just noticed I wasn't there.
Okay. Yep. Okay, so this would be PCR 177. 19. We're going to hold this aside for right now until Brian gets back. And let's go on to 2020-220 natural gas contract found on page 55. That's Brian.
Is that Brian?
All righty. Let's go to 220 2020, 226. It's a lot of twos here today. Service investigations. Found on page 59. Major.
Thank you. The police department is seeking an exception to bid and authorization to purchase a one-year contract for an online investigative program from TransUnion Risk and Alternative, known as TLO Service Software. The exception is requested in order to allow our agency to use the program for investigations, background checks for new recruits, and sexual offender registration compliance verifications. This service has been in use by the department since 2013 and previously involved a cost per search fee. Based on our increased usage of the software, we negotiated with TransUnion to come up with an annual contract to meet the current and future needs of the agency. For a fee of $280 a month, we have use of all the options of the software that we utilize, additional vehicle-related info, and up to 1,000 searches per month included. The department is requesting spending authority not to exceed the amount of $4,000 for the one-year contract.
Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you, Major. Okay, we'll move on while we're waiting for Brian. No issues with that, right? Okay. Yeah. Just move on. Acceptance in the minutes, there are none. PCR 175-19 resolution relative to the bids. First item, PCO 719, pension board. We're going to hold that. And I'm going to ask at least everyone that's here to just try to avoid filling up the December 16th calendar on anything you got to hold. So PCO 719, I'm going to make a motion to hold until December 2nd.
I'll second that motion.
We have a motion to hold. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. PCR 9417, 2017-147, State of Rhode Island Telecommunications, hold till December 2nd.
Motion to hold until December 2nd.
Seconded.
PCR 148-17, 2018-143, installation of sprinklers, hold till December 2nd. Say what? On PCR 9417, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. PCR 148-17, hold till December 2nd.
Second that motion.
We have a motion, we have a second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Hopefully we'll be able to review the information that we need, and maybe we can get these off the calendar one of these days. When I get the information. PCR 151-19, 20, formerly 2020-123, electrical maintenance and repairs. That was held from the last meeting, and we were supposed to get together and have a meeting and talk about this, and that didn't happen.
Correct.
So as far as I'm concerned, nothing's changed.
We would like to withdraw this.
Withdraw? Okay, we have a motion. We have a request to withdraw at the request of the sponsor.
I'll make a motion to withdraw.
Seconded.
We have a motion to withdraw at the request of the sponsor. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you, Director. PCR 165-19, formerly 2020-170, Scott Airpack Pro Self-Contained Breathing. Chief, I'll save us a little bit of time on this. I had asked at the last meeting if this could be held. You and I and the Chief were going to get together and discuss this monopoly that's been going on with the vendor here in the state through no fault of either of yours, strictly my schedule. That meeting was not able to take place, and I am not looking to hold this any further. What I've asked of you is if you could work with a six-month extension on this item as well as PCR 16619, be able to allow you folks, your department, to continue doing business, allow us time to do the work that we need to do to look for a more competitive process on this. And the department's good with that, correct?
Yeah, the fire department does agree.
Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Sir. Just identify yourself for the record, please.
Rob Cody, Ward 7. I have a couple questions pertaining to the Scott Air Pack bid. I guess questions for the chief, technical questions. These Scott Air Packs, I mean, we've every year we have a pretty substantial allocation for Scott Air Packs. Do we have, are they aluminum Scott Air Packs, steel, or are they composite?
They're carbon-wrapped bottles.
Okay. How many do we have presently?
Don't have that information with me right now.
Okay, we should have that information. And the reason I ask is, our Councilman Lattisaw, since 2013, we've allocated $655,000 for Scott Air Packs. Do you know what the life expectancy of those are? Yeah.
So, according to the NFPA standard, they can last through three NFPA standard revision processes. So we're estimating that we've been through two already, revisions of the NFPA standard. The third one we expect to happen around 2022, 2023.
Okay, that really doesn't answer my question, but the actual life expectancy, in accordance with NFPA, which I have right now on my phone, is 15 years. These packs last 15 years, right? The old packs would last until they fail hydro, but the carbon wrapped composite packs last for 15 years. So what I'd like to know is, with the $655,000 that we've allocated since 2013, how many Scott Air Packs have we purchased? How many have we retired? And so we're less than 15 years, right? Are you buying just the pack itself, or are you buying all the masks and the harnesses? What is it that you're buying? Because I don't think the council actually understands what you're purchasing.
So the intent of this bid includes everything, including the air packs, includes the SCBA bottles, includes all the accessories, masks, and all the fittings that we need in order to run them. The intent this year is to start the continual replacement of the carbon wrap bottles as their life expectancy hits. So we have a replacement program that we do every year. We continue to replace those bottles. The rest of the money is allocated for replacement of masks and air packs that get damaged beyond repair.
Okay, so Mr. Chairman, I think it would be wise for the committee to know how many we have in stock presently, how many we've purchased since 2013, how many have been retired since 2013, and how many we actually need. Because when you do some simple math on the vendor's site, for $655,000, we should have lots and lots of this equipment. So I would just respectfully request that somebody take a look at that and get that information. And I would also request that you actually have an itemized list of what they're purchasing. So when they come and they say, hey, we're buying Scott Air Packs, does every member on the Finance Committee understand exactly what they're purchasing?
So, Chief, can you just review the purpose of this bid that you have out here right now?
Okay. So the bid that we have in front of you is itemized of all the current NFPA standard air packs that we are permitted to buy. This pack that you see in front of you, the X3 Pro, is a 2018 model, which was released recently. We can't buy an old non-compliant NFPA air pack, so that would be the most recent pack. All of the other items you see in your pricing list are all of the regulators, the face masks, all the accessories for the face masks, all the air bottles we use, the packs we use for our rapid intervention teams, and then a lot of the other accessories that go with the air packs. The idea of this bid is that we have a spending authority in place to continue our bottle replacement cycle that we currently have in the fire department started well before me. We continue to them so that we don't have to buy a whole ton of bottles. We have about 144 packs out there right now, approximately. How many bottles is that? Is usually three to a pack. I'm just estimating. I don't have that exact number in front of me. So it's a lot of bottles. We don't want to have to come to you at $1,000 a bottle and try to buy them all at one time. So we replace them on a normal cycle so that they're kind of spread out throughout the 15 years of our life cycle. So we want the spending authority to replace those bottles. We have a specific budget for that in the city budget. And then the other part of that would be any of the masks, accessories, regulators, or catastrophic failure of a pack that's beyond the repair capabilities. We need to actually replace the physical pack. We need that spending authority out there. They're about over $6,000 a pack, so it does take quite a bit of spending authority.
All right, thank you. And the last comment I would have is, in 2013, we allocated $447,000 for Scott Air Pack. So I'm assuming then that was a major purchase to upgrade everything, right? So with a life expectancy of 15 years, we're still doing upgrades, and we had that major upgrade of almost $500,000. So I think it's really important that the council has an exact inventory on the equipment that we have. Thank you.
Thank you. Chief, back to the mic. So what did you have for a life expectancy?
So an NFPA standard basically gives you two revisions. So every couple of years, NFPA revises its standard on self-contained breathing apparatus. What they say is you cannot have a pack that's exceeds three revision cycles. So once they revise that NFPA standard three times, your pack then is due to be replaced. We've been through two revisions since we bought our original air packs. They were all purchased off federal grant, the entire fleet of air packs that we have right now on our first line apparatus. We've been through two revision cycles. The current one was 18, that was our second revision. We expect the next one around 2022-ish, 2023, NFPA is saying, for the last one. Once that cycle hits, then our packs need to be replaced.
And so not only are we going to have to amend the term on this, we're going to have to amend the monies as well. So how many packs do you absolutely need to buy in the next 6 months?
Zero.
Zero.
We have the packs that we have are sufficient to get us through 2022 or 2023, barring that we don't have a catastrophic failure, an accident of some type that destroys the pack and they can't repair it. Then we need to go out and purchase one. We can't use an old, outdated one.
All right, so you have to have some monies in there for some emergency type of issue that you have to replace a pack.
Correct.
Okay. So here's my thoughts. My thought is we amend this for a six-month extension. It would give us time to work through trying to attract more competitive or additional bidders, let's say. And because you don't have a necessity right now, you don't have to go out and buy any of these new packs. You say they're about $1,000 a piece, all?
Over 6,000 a piece.
Over 6,000
a piece. The pack itself, yes.
All set. Okay.
It's item number one on your pricing sheet, is the actual pack itself. It's $6,290.
And if you had a catastrophic failure, that means you would have to replace that pack, right?
That's correct.
And that's the 62?
$6,290, yep.
Okay.
$6,290 to replace a pack. Again, the intent in this fiscal year and through this cycle for the bid is hopefully not to have to replace any of them. We do take pretty good care of them. We haven't had any failures since we bought the last revision of them, any catastrophic that we couldn't repair. Most of this money is allocated to cylinder replacement, and that's the more expensive part. The cylinder is about $1,000 a piece, and like I said, we've got several hundred of them out there. So those do have a 15-year life cycle on them. So we have to replace them in smaller pieces.
All right, so you were looking for 50 over 12. If we amend this to 25 over 6, that'll cover you for any emergency type things.
Absolutely.
And that's a spending authority up to for emergency replacements. Not 20? For inventory, not for, you know, just purchasing something because we want to have it on the shelf.
The $25,000 would allow me to continue the cylinder replacement that we are doing right now in our current budget.
On an emergency basis? On an emergency replacement basis?
Correct.
Okay. Any questions? Any other questions from members of the committee? Okay. Any other questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion for a six-month extension to the original contract in the amount of $25,000.
I'll make a motion to extend the original contract by 6 months for $25,000.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
I do. Sorry, I do have a question.
PCR 166-19. Sorry?
I move favorable as amended.
Yeah, as amended. Right. That's what I said.
Second.
Mr. Chairman, can I ask a question?
Sir.
I haven't spoken with the vendor himself about actually getting authorization that they will be okay with extending that out 6 months at the current pricing.
You want to hold it till the next meeting?
Well, can we just award this current bid, the newer bid, for 6 months? Would that be a better way to do it? Because I didn't ask them if they were willing to go 6 months more with their current pricing.
Any problem?
It wouldn't be fair to the vendor, I don't think, to force them into that.
All right, so you want to just award the new bid for 6 months?
Yeah, that was the understanding I thought we had agreed to.
Yeah, fine. I misunderstood. You guys all right with that? Anybody else have a question on that? Okay. Okay, so we're going to award this bid for 6 months. And the amount is $25,000. So I need a motion as amended.
Make a motion as amended.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. The next item, 166-19, that essentially is the same thing. Just let me get that out. Any questions from members of the committee while I'm looking for that bid? Chief, make it easy for me. What was the amount on that?
So this bid is for the repair and testing of the air packs, not replacement. This is our required testing by NFPA and any repairs to keep these from having to be replaced. We were originally looking for, this bid would be effective date of December 16th of 2019 through December 15th of 2021. So this was as recommended, a two-year period of performance for a total of $30,000. If we cut this back to a six-month, so with the expiration date ending 6/16 of 19, the department would be okay with $7,500, which is a quarter of that. That would get us through the repairs for the next 6 months.
Okay, so it's going to be award this contract for 6 months, and the amount will be for $7,500. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion to amend.
I make a motion to amend. Seconded.
The amend for this contract will be amended for 6 months in the amount of $7,500.
Yes. Favorable action on that motion.
Seconded.
Okay, all in favor on the
aye.
Motion? I'm
aye.
Sorry, on the amendment?
Aye.
I move favorable as
aye. As amended?
As amended.
Seconded.
We have a motion as amended. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chief. Thanks for working with us on that. And Chief, just reach out to me if you could in the next day or two, and we'll put together a time and a day so we can get together and at least start working on getting to the next step with this, okay?
Will do.
Thank you. Okay, back to 2020-211. Brian.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Brian.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I had the PCR numbers from some of the leases we've done in the past. I didn't have the actual language to myself. I just gave it to Pat and asked if she could get it. I don't know if you wanted to go on to the next item while she gets that language.
The next item is you, too.
Yes.
2020-220, natural gas, and that is on page 55.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Brian Sylvia, Finance Director, presenting for the administration. The city is looking to piggyback a bid off of the Rhode Island Association of School Committees for its natural gas provider contract. This the recommendation is a three-year contract. The rate at the time of when this was written, November 11th, the rate at the time for a three-year was $4.64 decatherm. At this time, I should note, as of today's date, the rate has changed, and it would actually be $4.59 for the three-year contract.
Which one, Brian?
The three-year, $4.59.
From 219 to 222?
Yes.
It would be how much?
$4.59 a decatherm.
So instead of 464, it would be 459.
That is correct.
Okay.
The city has followed the Rhode Island Association of School Committees on this bid in the past, as most communities do, and has had a very favorable relationship with this via this contract and is looking to continue it. I should mention, the recommendation of the administration was to do a three-year contract. I do have the other rates. They were adjusted rates for 1 and 2 year contracts as well.
Tell me what they are.
Sure. So from December 19 through December 20, the adjusted rate is, or today, the rate as of today is $4.79. And December 19 through December 21 is $4.65.
And the rate that we're currently locked in is $4.22.8, right?
That is correct.
$4.22.
Yes. I should mention, too, Eric Everton from Direct Energy is here if you have any questions.
Say that again?
Eric Everton from Direct Energy is here if you have any questions.
Okay. So if we approve this, we're going to be locked in from December 2, 2019 through December 2022.
That is correct.
Okay. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion. Oh, yes, okay. PCR 178-19. And we're gonna have an amendment. Councilman McAllister.
I make amendment to show today's number for the three-year term would be $4.59.
Seconded.
We have a motion to amend the rate for effective period of December 2019 through December 2022 from $4.64 to a reduction of $4.59 per DT. Any other questions? Hearing none, I need a motion on the amendment.
Move favorable as amended.
Seconded.
We have a motion. We have a second on the amendment. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Need a motion as amended.
Move favorable as amended.
Seconded.
We have a motion favorable. We have a second as amended. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. Thank you, Brian. That's right. No worries, Brian. I'm not getting blamed for this delay. Take all the time you want. I'm here till midnight.
We had to make sure we got to be able to reimburse ourselves. So the language that is required as part of a master lease is, and we have copies, but be it further resolved that this resolution is affirmative action of the City Council of the City toward the execution and delivery of lease purchase financing documents with respect to bid. I don't have the actual bid number.
2020-211.
2020-211. In accordance with purposes of the laws of the state, this resolution constitutes the city's declaration of official intent pursuant to Treasury Regulation 1.1502 to reimburse the city for certain expenditures paid on or after the date of which the 60 days prior to the date of this resolution, but prior to the execution and delivery of the lease purchasing financing documents. Such amounts to be reimbursed shall not exceed $612,660 and shall be reimbursed not later than 18 months after the date by which this expenditure is paid or the date the property is placed in service or abandoned, but in no event later than 3 years after the date of the expenditure is paid.
All right, thank you, Brian. Let me repeat that for you. Hold on 1 minute, please. Are you for real? All right, well, it's a good thing, the counselor here has that all written down. I might be pretty good with numbers, but words, not so good. Counselor, you have all that? You're going to read it all into the record, and you'll read it into the record after when we go over the amendment.
I have a copy of the text as just read into the record, so you can move it as stated. And we have it, and we'll move it official again at the full council level.
All right, so we'll be moving PCR 177-19 as amended, including the additional novel that was just read into the record.
I move favorable on the amended as stated.
Okay, we have a motion.
Seconded.
We have a second as amended. All in favor?
Aye.
For the amendment. Now we need a motion as amended.
I move favorable as amended. Seconded.
We have a motion as amended. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. And it is 5:55, and the Finance Committee is adjourned.